Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in voting session this week and took some action on perhaps the most important piece of legislation that the House of Representatives deals with every year, and that is the state budget. Give us some of the details.
The House approved a $31.52 billion budget proposal that does not increase taxes or borrowing, but does invest in education, public safety, human services, and infrastructure. House Bill 218 reflects a collective need to reinvent the way Pennsylvania budgets and governs by moving ahead to streamline programs and services, eliminate duplicative state functions, reduce bureaucracy, and create an endowment fund that will generate money to pay future costs. The budget relies on a number of new revenue sources, including expanded gaming and liquor privatization proposals, which have previously passed the House. Additional details about the 2017-2018 budget proposal are available at www.pahousegop.com.
Also, I understand that there is a special tax amnesty program that's going to be available soon that some people could definitely benefit from if they have back taxes that have to be paid.
Pennsylvanians who owe state tax will soon have the option to pay those back taxes through a new tax amnesty program. The program, which offers incentives to Pennsylvanians to settle their delinquent tax accounts, is expected to generate as much as $150 million in revenue for the Commonwealth. The program does not forgive taxes owed, but instead waives penalties, collection, and lien fees, and half of the interest owed. All taxes owed to the Commonwealth administered by the Department of Revenue are eligible for the program. The delinquent taxes must have been owed as of December 31st of 2015, and any unpaid taxes, penalties, and interest resulting from periods after December 31st, 2015 are not eligible for the program. The amnesty program runs from April 21st to June 19th of this year, and more information is available at www.revenue.pa.gov. Again, www.revenue.pa.gov.
And speaking of taxes, you had a piece of legislation that was considered by the House that would help to deal with some problems with local tax collectors in Pennsylvania. What are the details?
Well, most of our state's tax collectors are hardworking citizens who do an outstanding job. However, we have had instances over the years in which some tax collectors have taken advantage of the current law and used it to steal money from the people they're supposed to be serving. Some examples of this type of crime are the $1.4 million stolen in Baden Borough in Beaver County between 2007 and 2015, and $300,000 stolen from Spring Garden Township in York County between 1995 and 2009 from tax collectors. My legislation will help prevent this type of criminal activity from taking place, and the way that we propose to do that in House Bill 16, which passed the House, is that we will prohibit the collection of taxes in the individual tax collector's name and also prohibit tax accounts from being set up in an individual tax collector's name. This legislation has now passed the House and is headed to the Senate for their consideration.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.